close.
All right. Well, I hope you guys liked our game. I hope you guys played along at home while you're listening. That was so awesome, guys.
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
And send us your Spotify
wrapped. Send it
so
to the.
So we can see.
Can you guys just DM us on Instagram? Like, none of, like, there's like 17 people listening right now. Guys, DM us.
And thanks for listening.
And yeah,
and
true.
Us
wait,
what
true.
You thought of the
wait,
game.
That was I was being mean. Wait, I don't want to be mean. You guys, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks
thank you
for
making it to the end of the show,
friends.
But also feel free to send your rap to our DMs. But yeah, but
not
thank you.
Not that
guys.
We really were gonna have anything to say. We'll just be like, okay, cool.
I just want
to
look. I just want to
no,
look.
No, yeah,
at
I
it.
Just like looking at
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
I won't judge though, but I will a little bit. All right. This has been Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park. Have a beautiful rest of your Thursday. See
indeed,
you next
indeed.
Week for
see
our last show.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yo, what up, guys? We're almost Monday, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Many people like to eat crab cakes as well as soft and hard shell crabs in the summer. But here's something to think about. It is estimated that 75% of the adult stock of blue crabs is removed from the bay each year by harvesting. It takes three of these crabs to make one crab cake alone. This harvest occurs at the peak of the blue crab summer mating season. Even though a female can lay up to 8 million eggs, only a few will survive to adulthood. Blue crabs are the most important fishery of the Chesapeake Bay. If people want to keep eating them, they must make sure there are enough blue crabs left to reproduce and sustain their populations.
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call 301-277-7111.
You're listening to
WMUC Digital College Park.
And we are La
Mezcla.
Yes.
I'm Benji.
I'm Val.
And I'm Axel. And this is our second to last episode this semester.
Yes.
Isn't that so sad?
That is really sad.
Yeah.
I'm happy
I know
you
guys loved us.
Semester.
I know you guys love us. Like,
yeah.
We are one of the favorites. We know.
We really are. We were on the Instagram.
Yes.
Like, who wouldn't love us?
The 6-7 moment.
6-7.
Our show is
from
6 to 7 p.m. Right.
And
right.
I've been saying that.
Right.
But on that note, I hope you guys are enjoying the song we have on in the background.
Yes.
It's 9 minutes long. The song is Amanecer Entre Las Hojas by Poder del Alma. They are, I believe, an Argentine Wait, no. Nicaraguan band.
Oh.
Right. Nicaraguan band. And it's like a bunch of artists that came together. The song barely has any streams.
Oh, wow.
But it's very... I found it on Instagram. From, you know, I don't know if you guys follow Machi K 7K, something like that. He's been finding music from around the globe and such.
That's beautiful.
I know, and he like reminds me of us in a sense. In a way. So we'll play the PSA after the song plays, but we would just want to get straight into the music, you know?
Yeah. Guys, we want you to feel it in your bones. I want it to reverberate throughout your body. Literally.
So this week is also a very special week.
Why?
Because, you know, like a lot of things happened this week.
What
nothing
happened
involving
the,
you, though.
Yeah, nothing
I
involving
actually,
body.
I actually, said that, and then I realized as I said it.
Well, should we dox her right now?
Yeah, nothing happened back in 2003.
December 7th. Oh.
Oh. No, yeah, nothing happened.
So you almost forgot.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, never.
Never.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Hashtag never forget. Actually, guys, did you know, like, on a real note, December 7th is the day that they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
I literally had to live my whole life being reminded of this.
You have not lived your whole life.
I emigrated
about that,
to the U.S., and then people would, like, tell me this in elementary school, and I'd be like, isn't that interesting?
There's no way they were that cognitive and, like, that intellectual.
Did you not learn about Pearl Harbor in, like, elementary school?
Well, the thing is...
Were they bringing that up?
I moved here in the first grade, so that's when I found out.
Oh,
I was
true.
A little
they were talking about it.
Child.
In the first grade, they were talking about it. They were.
Yeah, no.
That was one of the topics in the first grade. I was there. Yeah.
My birthday is just the same day as Lily Rose Depp's.
Whoa.
Wow.
I know. Crazy.
That's crazy.
Me and Neymar have...
You and Neymar do not have the same birthday, do you?
No. It's like 2 days apart.
The same birthday week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically. My twin.
Are we going to play a PSA?
Yeah, let's play a PSA, shall we? Yeah. So the song is really long. You guys can go listen to it on your own time. We're not going to play all of it. I'm sorry. But you know what?
It's a good song, though.
It is a good song.
Did we put the song in? Did we
do
it?
I'm doing it.
Oh, you are? On your iPad?
Yeah.
Fire. You love that.
Whoa. Okay, so let's play.
Basically, yes.
Farmer's Market is over, so I don't really want to promote that. The last Farmer's Market was yesterday.
Yeah.
Is there any, like...
Next semester, y'all. Pop out.
Next semester, and I've been saying that.
No free promo, though. No free promo.
Oh.
Whoa,
you... Why did my Siri start talking? Did you guys
it's
hear that?
It's because she listens to me. She belongs to me.
Yeah.
Literally, though.
Wait, like, I did this wrong.
Are you grabbing a muffin, bagel, or cereal as you rush off to class? Did you know that a sugary or carb-based breakfast can send your body into a blood sugar roller coaster that will leave you hungrier and craving more throughout the day? A protein-rich breakfast will keep you fuller for longer and help control your hunger. This will also help improve your focus and get you closer to that A. Some good sources of protein are eggs, meats, Greek yogurt, or nuts. Don't want to give up on those delicious carbs just yet? Try adding those eggs and bacon to your morning bagel and keep note of how that added protein makes you feel. Charge up that breakfast and be a healthier Turk.
And I've been saying that, like,
I was about to say
all
that.
Of us have to have more protein in our breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Like, even if it is just like a Greek yogurt that has protein.
Eggs, protein.
Yeah.
Salmon. Protein.
My favorite thing to get from bagel places as of late is salmon and egg. They like scramble the lox with like scrambled eggs, honestly, on a sesame bagel. I haven't had bagels in so long, though.
I was craving bagels the other day.
We should go to a bagel spot.
Let's go get bagels. Monday?
Monday?
Yeah.
Bagels?
Mm-hmm.
Fire. You guys witnessed like an actual event that we're actually going to do now.
We're not promoting though.
No, no, no. Yeah, don't actually go get bagels, yo. Yeah. We're not promoting bagels.
we're like not even promoting anything. We're just saying, like, we're just talking about our love for bagels.
Yeah, but y'all don't consume bagels. Like, don't do it.
Do not consume bagels.
Yeah, it's low key.
It'll
like,
never. Like,
it's not the move.
Your intestine will like be blocked and everything.
Yeah, it also like. It will create an indefinite future of choppiness for you.
And I've been saying
indefinitely.
That.
Like,
so, that I think creates a smooth transition into the next song.
Indefinite choppiness.
Yeah, exactly. Bye.
Être heureux, c'est plus ou moins ce qu'on cherche. J'aime rire, chanter, et je n'empêche pas les gens qui sont bien d'être joyeux. Pourtant, s'il est une samba, sans tristesse, c'est un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse. Un vin qui ne donne pas l'ivresse. Non, ce n'est pas la samba que je veux. Faire une samba sans tristesse, c'est aimer une femme qui ne serait que belle. Ce sont les propres paroles de Vinicius de Moraes, poète et diplomate, auteur de cette chanson, et comme il le dit lui-même, le blanc le plus noir du Brésil. Moi qui suis peut-être le français le plus brésilien de France, j'aimerais vous parler de mon amour de la samba, comme un amoureux qui n'osant pas parler à celle qu'il aime, en parlerait à tous ceux qu'il rencontre. J'en connais que la chanson incommode, d'autres pour qui ce n'est rien qu'une mode, d'autres qui en profitent sans l'aimer. Moi je l'aime et j'ai parcouru le monde en cherchant ses racines vagabondes. Aujourd'hui pour trouver les plus profondes, c'est la samba chanson qu'il faut chanter. Juan Gilberto, Carlos Lira, Dorival Caymmi, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Vinicius de Moraes, Baden Powell, qui a fait la musique de cette chanson et de tant d'autres. Vous avez mon salut. Ce soir, je voudrais voir jusqu'à l'ivresse, pour mieux délirer sur tous ceux que grâce à vous j'ai découvert et qui ont fait de la samba ce qu'elle est. Saraba, Peshinging, Noël Rosa, Dolores Duran, Silvio Montero, tant d'autres. Et tous ceux qui viennent, et Edu Lobo, et mes amis qui sont avec moi ce soir. Baden, bien sûr, Ico, Osvaldo, Biggi, Oscar, Nicolino, Milton, Saraba. Tous ceux-là qui font qu'il est un mot que plus jamais je ne pourrais prononcer sans frissonner. Un mot qui secoue tout un peuple en le faisant chanter. Les mains levées au ciel, samba. On m'a dit qu'elle venait de Bahia, qu'elle doit son rythme et sa poésie à des siècles de danse et de douleur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Mais quel que soit le sentiment qu'elle exprime, elle est blanche de formes et de rimes. Blanche de formes et de rimes, elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur. Elle est nègre, bien nègre dans son cœur.
Wow. The first song was Dale Gracias by Spinetta Jade. And the second song was Samba Sarava by Pierre Barreau. Lovely. Lovely picks. The first song was from Val and the second was from Benji. Yay!
Yes. Let's give a little tour of what our new year, what we want of our new year.
A tour of what we want our new year?
What?
Yeah.
Word that again, please.
Do you want me to reword it or word it the same
reword
way?
Reword it, yeah.
Find a new way to word it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What are some New Year's resolutions you guys have?
Mm. Okay, I do have an answer though. I want to be more what's the word? Hold on, I'm looking for it.
You go.
You go.
Yeah.
I think for this new year, I want to be more obviously I want to grow more. I want to expand my knowledge, my creativity, my experiences. I also want to go out of the country this year. This new year, I want to go out of the country. Yeah, that's kind of one of the, like, desires I have. And just doing a lot of growth and learning and, like, being in, like, a good constant state of learning. I think that's what I want to dive into this new year.
Lovely. Yeah. I just want to be relaxed more, which I normally am. I don't really get stressed out, but it's just like I also want to be more disciplined. I feel like I'm not with myself unless it's like, I don't know, certain stuff. Yeah.
Talk louder.
We can't hear you, yeah.
You can't hear me? Ugh.
For the people discipline. In the back. For the people in the back.
For the people in the back. Put on the headphones.
There's only one pair. There's only one pair of headphones.
This is true. But yeah, discipline.
Discipline. Necessary thing.
This is true.
If you ever have a child, would you discipline that child?
Yeah. Like, duh.
Really?
Yeah. Would you not?
Physically?
No.
Okay, well.
No.
Discipline comes in different forms. It's yeah. Not just physical.
If they ever annoy
me.
I
was just asking. Was just
if the child ever annoys me, I'm just going to, like, send him to my mom or dad. That's
send him to their room?
No, to my mom.
Send him to your mom? Like boot camp or something?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Discipline, I want to start waking up at, like, 6 a.m.
With what?
I want to start waking up at 6 a.m.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, actually, some people wake up at 3.
Some people do wake up at 3.
Yeah, they do. Some people do.
Benji being one of those people.
What would you do if you had to wake up at 3?
If I had to wake up at 3? I would go back to sleep.
True, yeah. That's a reality for some people.
This is true.
Not for me. But there is something very, like, I've learned a lot from waking up at that time and how, like, I don't know. I feel like my day is so more, like, so much more efficient, and I feel so much more, like, complete by the end of the day because I feel like I've done so much because I have done so much.
You have, yeah, you've lived many lives in one day.
Yeah, like, I've lived a whole life right at just as when people are waking up, you know? So
yeah, Loki, I need to tap in.
No, don't tap in. Like, tap in a healthy way.
I like, think 6 a.m. 6 a.m. is good.
Yeah.
7 a.m. and I'm going to go, like, on runs. I want to I wanna go to the gym more. I know I usually do it, but it's, like, to me, going when I go to the gym, I do it as, like, a pastime. So I'm not, like, and I feel healthy, but also I don't actually, you know, get into the groove of it all of, like, oh, I have to do this amount of sets, these many reps. This right. weight and, like, having goals for myself each week of how much I want to, like, increase in muscle weight and, like, how much weight I lift, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. I just, like, go and, like,
you go to play and have some
yeah
fun.
Like, it's literally in, like, an adult playground.
Yeah, literally, that's what it is.
And then I don't go for, like, 5 days, and then I go back, and then, you know.
My brother takes it serious though.
Yeah, no, I need to start taking it seriously.
My brother told me that all I have to do for 6 months is do this, like, he has this tactic where he'll do 10 pull-ups and then 1 push-up and then 9 pull-ups and then 2 push-ups and then 8 and then 3 and then 7 and 4 and then you
What's
go
that
on.
Doing for him?
It's like a routine that he does and he's, like, dead by the end of it, essentially.
But, like, what is that doing to him?
Oh, it's making him, like, fit. Like,
oh.
T.
Oh, okay. I don't believe it.
Ask Xiaomin. I'm joking. Shout out Xiaomin.
How about you, Val? New Year's?
Hmm?
New Year's resolution?
See, I had thought about it, and now I forgot.
Mike?
I had thought about it, and then I forgot.
Bruh. What are you thankful for this year? Or, like, what are you happy?
I cannot hear you.
What are you happy that you're leaving this year? Like, what are you leaving behind this year?
What am I leaving behind this year?
Yeah.
I think I'm leaving behind. Wait, didn't you say what are you happy about?
Yeah, no, but then I reworded. What are you leaving behind this year?
Okay.
Oh, so well, leaving behind sounds bad. What I'm happy about is probably the friends that I've made.
The friends I made along the way.
Yes.
It has been a good year for that.
Friends. I love my friends. All the laughter with my nephews that I've had.
This is true.
Which I share.
Shout out nephews.
Very often. They're very happy kids. All the meaningful conversations I've had with my sisters and my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And all the growth that I've had this past year with Benji.
Whoa.
I think we've grown a lot.
We really have.
She cried, he cried, we crowed.
We
crowed.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, like, being happy with my job and, finishing another year of school.
Yeah. Hashtag job security, y'all.
Job security.
Shout out.
Job security coming back. It's not coming back.
And I remember what my New Year's resolutions were, actually.
What is it?
I want to make more art. Mm-hmm. I want to read more books.
Mm, that's one of mine, yes.
And I want to spend more time with myself.
Also one of mine, yes.
I also want to read more books and get an internship.
Yes. Well, that's not really like a...
That's a goal.
That's a goal, but is it like a resolution?
True. Yeah. I mean, that's a goal I have for the year, I guess.
Mm, true.
I'll say that.
You guys are not talking into the mic, by the way.
I don't know if y'all heard.
Well, I was talking.
No,
right
I did hear,
it,
but it's just like it sounds...
It's faint. Well, normally I project my voice loud enough to where I don't need to be up in front.
This is true. I left you... We were just at fourth floor McKeldin, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I'm walking down the hall, and I still hear Benji all the way in the bathroom.
Yes, this is true. People have told me this too before.
I've said this
and
before
if
too.
Any of you were to meet my mom, you'll know, like, Brazilian people are just very loud. Like, they are a very rambunctious crowd of people.
No, actually, I heard him.
Oh, you heard?
Yeah.
I heard.
Hey,
okay.
Don't play with me.
So, on that note, that's really beautiful. I love all my friends too. I want to read more books, way more books. Because I buy them and then I don't read them. And I start them and I don't finish. So, and I want to have like a monthly book for myself also. The next song is 69 Années Érotiques by Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. I love the song. They obviously wrote it in 1969. Duh.
Oh.
Duh. Okay. Have fun.
Ont pris le ferryboat de leur lit par le hublot, ils regardent la côte, ils s'aiment et la traversée durera toute une année, ils vaincront les maléfices jusqu'en 70.
69 années érotiques, 69 années érotiques.
Gainsbourg et son Gainsbourg vont rejoindre Paris. Il qu'ils ont laissé derrière eux, la Tamise et Chelsea. Ils s'aiment et la traversée durera toute une année, et que les dieux les bénissent jusqu'en 70.
69 années érotiques, 69 années érotiques.
Et la traversée durera toute une année. Il pardonnera ses caprices jusqu'en 70.
69 années érotiques, 69 années
érotiques.
Hey, party people. We are back. Hey.
Hola, amigos.
So yeah. Again, yeah. again. The first song was Soixante Neuf Années Érotiques by Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. And the second song was Luna Senen, one of Val's picks. The Serge Gainsbourg song was obviously my pick. I do love, what's it called?
Axel is talking to the mic and only the mic.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, there's two other people in the room.
Okay, if you guys had your headphones
there were three
on.
People.
Actually, you know
there are
none
no
of the
headphones.
Headphones.
And there were three of us in this marriage.
There were three of us in this marriage.
Right. I wish the lights were on so you could see the face I made.
I saw it very clearly, actually. The lights are bouncing off from the board.
Whoa.
Actually.
Wait, so like, do I look tea?
Yes, the light is hitting you just right.
Whoa, thank you.
Guys, this room is so hot, it's making me so sleepy.
Yeah, we're gonna like faint in this room, Luke.
This might
fix
be
it
time
now.
For nap time.
Fix it now. Fix
Did you
it
put it in
now.
The logs?
Fix it now. I've been telling them. Anytime I see them in person, I'm like, hey, it's way too hot in. Like, I've been saying this. Okay, so the next song, do you want to introduce it, Benji?
I want to introduce it. I would love to introduce it. The next song is Deixa Eu Te Amar by Agape.
Lovely.
Deixa Eu Te Amar.
Deixa Eu Te Amar by Agape.
Deixa Eu Te Amar.
Exacto.
Agape.
So let's start it, shall we?
And the next is Al Amal by Nuri and
no,
his
it's not.
Dorpa Band.
Bruh.
It's not next.
Oh, wait. No, next is... sorry, I was looking at the playlist.
Next is Blue Velvet by Bobby Vinton.
Yes!
Surprise.
Okay. It's a surprise, guys. Bye. Only you know if you listen.
Na fonte do teu ser e banhar-me na tua pureza, guardar em pote gotas de felicidade, matar a saudade que ainda existe em mim, apagar teus cabelos molhados pelo orvalho que a natureza rega, com a sutileza que lhe fez a perfeição, deixando a certeza de amor no coração. Paixão que me alucina, vou me embrenhar em densa mata só porque existe uma cascata que tem água cristalina. Aí então vou te amar com sede, na relva, na rede, onde você quiser. Quero te pegar no colo, te deitar no solo e te fazer mulher. Quero te pegar no colo, te deitar no solo e te fazer mulher. Saciar a minha sede num desejo da paixão que me alucina. Vou me embrenhar em densa mata só porque existe uma cascata que tem água cristalina. Aí então vou te amar com sede, na relva, na rede, onde você quiser. Quero te pegar no colo, te deitar no solo e te fazer mulher. Quero te pegar.
She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow like gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Ahora voy a hablar solamente en español. Me encanta esta música, me encanta. Wow, qué música tan linda, tan suavecito, me encanta mucho. ¿Qué te piensas, Axel?
Yo también pienso que la música está muy buena hoy.
Sí. Yo estoy aquí, yo estoy aquí como roncando.
Y yo estoy aquí
durmiendo.
¿Durmiendo?
Durmiendo. Roncando.
Arroncando.
Arroncando.
No había entendido.
Sí.
Estás roncando. Creo que hasta babeaste mi chaqueta. ¡Qué asco! Se durmió. Les estamos contando que está tan caliente aquí que
sí,
nos
es como
estamos durmiendo.
Es como una sauna.
Están tratando de sofocarnos.
Sí.
Pues lo bueno es que yo me quité la camisa, el suéter, entonces yo estoy bien.
¿Lo bueno es que qué?
Yo me quité el suéter, entonces yo estoy bien.
Ah, yo también, pero ahí estás bien caliente en este cuarto.
Literalmente se me derrite el cerebro, no puedo
cuarto.
Ni pensar.
Cuarto.
¿Qué?
Cuarto.
¿El cuarto?
El cuarto.
¿Qué pasa?
Sí, nada, nada.
She wore blue.
What's velvet in Spanish? Hey Siri? What's velvet in Spanish?
Velvete.
In Spanish, velvet is terciopelo.
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 I've never heard that word.
Terciopelo.
Terciopelo.
Terciopelo. Do you guys call it cachete or mejilla?
Too soon.
Too soon, my bad.
Wait, no, because where's your mom at?
Honestly, damn, mommy.
Did you ask her?
Should we have her on the show?
Huh?
She would not approve of this show.
Call her
right now? She's not going to understand. We should have her on the show.
I wonder if she'll respond.
She won't.
She should be listening to us right now. She should. But this isn't confirmed. Mami. Si me estuvieras escuchando ahorita, contestarías el teléfono.
Wow, crazy.
Qué decepción. Hola, mami.
Hola. ¿Y esa risa, criatura?
es que estás en el show.
Hola.
Hola.
Decí, hola.
Axel, ¿quién es?
Hola.
¿Quién dijo hola?
Fue Benji. Ahorita ese fue Axel. Mami. Pregunta. ¿Le decís a la parte de la cara, a la parte de la boca, se le dice cachete o mejilla?
Mejilla.
Mami.
Mejilla, cachete son de los animales.
Mami.
Sí. ¿Por qué?
Ah, no te conté, pero el otro día en mi trabajo, una señora le estaba ayudando y le estaba hablando en español.
¿Y le dijiste cachete?
Le dije, primero le voy a escanear la frente y después el cachete. Y de ahí debajo me susurró como mejía. Y después me dijo, se dice mejía. Cachete se le dice a los animales.
Ah,
y de ahí, mami, pero de ahí me dijo, no, tengo la razón, búscalo en Google. Y me quedé como que en shock. O sea, le estaba ayudando a esta señora y claramente me entendió. Así que, no sé. Ok, ok. Pero de ahí lo busqué y ella no tenía la razón. Se puede decir de las dos formas. Ok, anyways, mami, solo te llamaba para preguntar. Ahorita vamos a terminar.
Véngase para la casa.
Ok. Bye, mami.
Bye.
Adiós. Que le vaya bien.
Bye, te amo.
Buenas noches. Buenas noches.
Wow, she's cute.
Oh, wow, she's y'all just got a taste of that interaction. That was amazing.
You guys heard my mom's voice. Woo! Okay, should we finish off with a song?
Yes, what song shall we play?
An 8-minute song. Axel, cue the first one.
So that's not nice.
Oh, wait, can we play Jezebel?
Yeah, by Sade?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I was listening to this on the drive here, and I thought we should play it.
Let's play it. Okay, next song, as you heard, was Jezebel by Sade.
Try to deny where she came from. seated in her pride, and the raven in her eyes. Try to show her a better way, she'll say, you don't know what you've been missing. By the time she blinks, you'll know she won't be listening. Reach for the top, she said, and the sun is gonna shine. Every winter was a war, she said, I want to get what's mine.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. Hoy por ser día de tu santo, te las cantamos aquí. Despierta, mi bien, despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajaritos cantan, la luna ya se metió. Qué linda está la mañana en que vengo a saludarte. Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. El día en que tú naciste, nacieron todas las flores. En la pila del bautismo cantaron los ruiseñores. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio. Levántate de mañana, mira que ya amaneció. Si yo pudiera bajarte las estrellas.
We were playing that song because there's a very special La Mezcla birthday happening, which I think is the only time La Mezcla is ever going to have a birthday, because Benji's is in the summer and so is mine.
Yes. We're summer birthdays.
Sorry. Yeah, happy birthday, host Valeria of La Mezcla.
Yeah.
Thank you.
WMC happy birthday, mi amor. Royalty. WMC princess.
Yes.
Princess of the people.
Yes.
Who else?
The CEO.
The CEO of
the Queen. The Queen Bee.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everything. The ruler.
This is true. And I've been saying that. You guys know I have.
I'm not gonna lie, I have not heard you say that. So
Yeah, I think you lie every time you say that you said that.
Every time you say I've been saying
so
that.
So that's the bit. So that is the bit.
Oh, so you don't believe Bali rules. Oh.
So I think we're lying. We're normalizing lying now.
Interesting.
I don't know.